Just arrived at your final destination. If it's raw, real, and unedited, I like it. Live from the bottom of my heart, this podcast is everything you've never expected. I'm going to sign my name across the airwaves by daring to be different. Muchos arigatos.
Days left till 2020, and all weekend I've been thinking about how do you say it. Do you say 2020 or the 20s, or does that sound like the 1920s or 2020? I've been thinking, it'll be clear in 65 days, but it is kind of eek, like, what, how do you say it? I'm so excited for this year to end. It was not the best year of my life. It really wasn't. I had 3 car accidents in 1 year. I had been 20 years without one car accident. I tore my meniscus. My son left again, and it hurt more this time. And I'm in a whole bunch of legal issues with my former husband. It's been a very, very tough year. But it's fine. I'm rejoicing in all of it because my torn meniscus is much better. I am healthier than I ever have been. My son is thriving, and all of the car accidents were not my fault. However, it's kind of scary that you can go so long and then all of a sudden cars just keep on hitting you. I had a door fly at me. It was kind of interesting this year, and honestly, I can't wait till it's over. For the past week, I have been so crazy busy, I had to change my fitness schedule. However, I didn't fail, I just had to change it. I suffered from lack of sleep, I did not change my eating schedule, I maintained the Purium 40-day challenge, and it was very difficult. I did lose some normalcy, some equilibrium in this past week, because when October 1st comes, it's pandemonium. And for me anyway, it's like nuts. It's like everything is happening at the same time. All good stuff, but it has been taxing. And it's kind of funny, in today's church hour, the hour of power, we discussed restlessness versus being rested, and how very urgent it is to rest. And this week, I didn't get a lot of rest. I really didn't. What I feel, though, is rewarded and gratified that I was able to meet deadlines. But work without rest is like a song without the refrain. And you have to stop. You have to stop every single day. And it's just amazing, the cellular phone, the iPhone, the damage that it does to people's lives. That's something I'm going to talk about to 1,000 people on this week. And I'm going to talk about social media and the damages that it does. It has no boundaries. And usually boundary breakers are the ones that complain about boundaries. We become distracted. I've been researching that. We touch our screen on our cell phone 1,617 times a day. A day. And we spend 4 hours a day using our phones. And 90% of us sleep with our telephone next to us. And 75% of us wake up and the first thing we do is grab our phone. These are tough facts. We're losing the quality of life every day. I refuse to do that because I love life. I really do love life, and I really do consider life a gift. It doesn't matter what your circumstances are. It doesn't matter if you've been violated or hurt. If you love life and if you are grateful for every single day, life is beautiful. But I do realize that my work is pressing right now. I'm in the thick of it, and I have compromised my rest, and I'm going to work on that. So my dad used to say, un resumen rápido de la semana pasada. Well, In English, that's pretty much rewind. And let me tell you what happened this week. I went to the Posty Malone concert and in the BB&T Center. I've been hanging out a lot at the BB&T Center. One territory, my brother. And I like Post Malone. But now, I love Post Malone. I mean, I didn't realize he was 24 years old. The man has quite a voice. And in the song Allergic, which has been my anthem for this week, his voice is specifically beautiful. It's a very interesting song. And if you have a moment, I'd really like you to hear it. And let me know your thoughts. Allergic has been my anthem. Literally, I wake up, or with a little sleep that I've gotten this week, I motivate myself with the song Allergic. Halloween, I've been ready. I've been ready. And of course, you're perfecting your costume as you go, at least if you have OCD like me. And my costume is ready. However, I had a costume change. Same costume, just a different look of the costume. Because Halloween has been so screwy this year, and if you agree with me, double tap on my next post. It's been crazy. I mean, Halloween started yesterday. And, you know, how do you dress up 5 days in a row? It's kind of like lost its luster. I can't wait till it's on a Friday and we go back to normalcy. In any case, my Halloween costume has two variations. I've never dressed up like this. I'm very excited. And although this weekend I cheated violently. I ate and drank whatever I wanted. I was very bad, but it's okay. I've got two workouts left till the next Halloween costume, and we'll just work with it. I mean, I'm on Purium. I haven't stopped the 40-day challenge, but I did have a little bit of a frenzy this weekend. Now that Halloween is almost over, maybe I guess the 7-day Halloween will come to an end. I feel like we've been celebrating Halloween for forever this month. But I've got two ways that you can help for Thanksgiving. And I think it's important. The holidays are very important to me personally and to my community. I am a church goer. I go to VU Church, and you can donate foods. And if you want, you can give them to me. If you don't want to go to church, it's fine. But know that you are helping people and feeding people and giving them a complete meal for Thanksgiving, which is important. And then I'm also serving for Thanksgiving on Thanksgiving morning at a place called Branches. And, you know, it doesn't matter what your circumstances are. Someone's doing worse than you. So it's important to give back. And in any way, if you don't have time, call me. I will go get the stuff from you. It's important that we come together and help those less fortunate. I had a crazy day today. Just crazy. And it started with the most beautiful sunrise. And I love the sun. I love, love, love looking at the sky. Nothing, I mean, and that's the other thing. Because I've been so busy, and I don't identify myself through my work. I mean, outside of my work, I'm not Revite. That's part of my work. I'm Magda. And enjoying the sun is one of the things that I love to do. I love to spend time away from media and go to the park, go to the beach, really enjoy the tide of the ocean, the sounds, the smells, just detach. It's very important to me. And today's sunrise was magic, and today's sunset was equally magical. I always go to the beach. I go to the beach to work. I have very lucky to have this wonderful membership to a club that's on the beach. So I work from the beach a lot. Whenever I can, I run to the beach. It gives me peace, clarity, and I'm definitely much more effective. One of the things that I did this week was go to Shop Splash and get the most beautiful Alexis gown. And I wore it to Woman of Style by Miami Magazine Modern Luxury. And I wore these gorgeous black diamond earrings. And I was best in show. There's no question that the outfit that I had on was the best in the room. Of course, I had nothing to do with it because I just was a mannequin. The truth is I'm always in gym clothes. I usually look like a little boy. But on days that I have to dress up, thank God I have people that care about me. And now if you need something for the holidays, something really fancy to wear or something not fancy to wear and something affordable, Shop Splash has everything. Everything, the whole gamut. And so does H&H Jewels. I only hang out with people that are great. I will not sacrifice my name with people that are mediocre. If you are looking for holiday wear, this is the place to go. It's got everything. So whatever your needs are will be met there. Now, I have the Neiman Marcus Christmas book. Trust me, Shop Splash is a safe bet. I can't even believe the stuff in the Neiman Marcus book, but I did start shopping and I did get some stuff from the book for the people that I love. And you know, for me, the holidays are all about giving to the people you love. And if you really love someone, giving is what you do, because loving someone is giving someone. That's what it is. And the Neiman Marcus book this year is outstanding. Of course, I cannot afford a $400,000 makeover, but I can afford some of the things. And of course, Roman Lopez is one of the luckiest guys I ever met. The Hard Rock Hotel. Okay, I forgot that I was in Florida. I mean, first time I went to podcast because Shop Splash has opened a second store over there. And of course, I was there for the grand opening and it was awesome. It was a lot of work and I was podcasting really, but today I went for fun and it was a lot of fun and I won. I always win. All I do is win, win, win. It's true though. That's all I do. Every time I walk into a casino, I win. I didn't realize how Las Vegas-y it was in there since the first time I went, it was for work. But this time I went to really enjoy. So pretty much rest, take the day off and enjoy the environment. And we had a blast. I ate a 24 karat burger. First time in my life. It's up on my Instagram story in case you guys want to check it. It was delicious, but I don't really know what's going to happen to my body. Maybe I will be extra beautiful on Halloween. Who knows? The Dolphins. I'd rather not. I'd rather not. Doesn't mean I don't love them, and it doesn't mean they're not my team. They are. When somebody's down, you don't kick them. And if you're truly loyal, you never abandon. So I love the Dolphins. Dolphins for life. But yeah, it hurts. The Super Bowl. I'll see you at the Super Bowl. I'm so excited about going to the Super Bowl. It's always been on my bucket list. I've never been to one. And this year I will be there in 2020 or the 20s or 2020, however we say it. I will be there. Make-A-Wish, December 14th. Thank you for the donations that I have received in my name for the push-ups that I'm going to do for the sick children. Now, they can't push up. They can't try, even if they wanted to. So it's up to me and the wonderful human beings that are going to push up next to me. Last year, I was one of three women, and I did 700 in 1 hour. The last 300 I did on my knees. It doesn't really matter. If you engage your core and have a flat back, it's really very painful anyway. My scaps are damaged for at least 2 weeks. I can barely wash my hair, but I did raise a lot of money. And this year, I want to do more than that. Thank you if you've donated. Every time I open my computer and I see a donation, I want to cry. But I need your money. So if you go on my Linktree, you'll see Make-A-Wish Push-Up Challenge. Anything is good and helps the children 100%. On November 4th, the Miami Heat is having a breast cancer fundraiser, and I will be at the 5K finish line. I'm not running. I can't run because of the torn meniscus, but I will be there cheering because anytime I can help find an answer for cancer, I'm there. Chef B's birthday was at the Miami Heat Arena, and man, what a birthday. I mean, Chef B is probably one of the most honest, loyal, greatest fathers I've ever met. I do not engage with people that are not at that level. Life is short and I don't have time. So I always surround myself with people that are forward, that are positive, that create goodness in the community, that are not full of shit, and that's hard to find. Chef B is one of those people. And I've had the good fortune to know him for many years, and this year I got to celebrate him at the Miami Heat Arena with DJ Irie, with Bernie, with my other brother, Jesse, and just a whole series. Ray Allen was there. It was so much fun. And he says he's grateful to know me and that I have contagious energy. Well, I feel the same way about Chef B. And if you do see him in the near future, wish him a happy birthday belated. He likes all that stuff. Bobby Maximus is a friend of mine from Toronto that lives in Utah, and he's like me. He's in his 40s. He's extra fit, extra wonderful, and an overachiever in every way. He has a great life, and he also has a wonderful podcast. And so what we are going to do, Bobby and I, we're going to team up and do a two-part series podcast, and we're going to talk about some very interesting things. Funny enough, I had no idea he was from Toronto. I know his wife, and if you are a husband or a wife, and I meet and love one of you, chances are I'm going to meet and love both of you. And in this case, I love them both. And I can't wait to introduce you to him. I have had celebrities on my podcast. As a matter of fact, everybody that's come on to my podcast is a celebrity. And I don't just let anybody on the podcast. They have to bring something valuable. So you guys win. I don't want to waste your time. I realize that time is very valuable. And I don't disrespect time. I'm never late. So brace yourselves. Bobby and I are going to bring fire. That'll be in 2019. Okay. I still have 64 days to execute. So be on the lookout for any Bobby Maximus information on my Instagram or anything like that. You don't want to miss this one. Miami-Dade Public Schools. I am a principal for the day. I got to hang out with 1,000 educators and some of the finest people from Miami-Dade Public Schools. I am so impressed with everything that they're doing for our children. I, like Mr. Rogers, believe that all of the answers to our problems are in the future. They're in our children. And it's the way we teach them. We don't teach them to harm one another. When you harm someone, you're as guilty as a bad president. Our children need to learn how to be kind to one another, to be honest. I think honesty is probably a key factor to talk about feelings, to be able to communicate. And unfortunately, between gaming and iPhones, our children are being lost in the shuffle. I understand that there's mitigating circumstances like adoption, like abandonment, like abuse. I understand all those things, but that's a minor amount of children. So I get the privilege of talking to 1,000 children this week. And the topic is going to be about social media, which I was very happy that the principal chose that topic because, A, it's something I'm very savvy in. I can tell a lot about you based on your habits on social media. And I earn money on social media. And so the ins and outs and the tricks are very apparent to me very quickly. And unfortunately, these children, the age range that I'm going to be speaking with, have been born into a time where social media was already here. I was fortunate to have a son that was born when social media was not here. So I was able to teach my son, you need to talk to people. You need to communicate to people. You need to talk about your feelings. You need to look at people in the eye. You need to shake their hands. You need to be respectful. You need to write a letter. You need to telephone call. You need to communicate. That's how you solve wars. Now, unfortunately, there's a lot of adults that don't know how to communicate, that hide behind computers and media and equipment and devices. So I am very, very happy that the principal wanted me to talk about this. I'm looking forward to changing lives that day because in one conversation, I can make an effect on one child, and I've changed the world that day because every time we affect a child in a positive way, we change the world. And I'm very much looking forward to that. I'm very much looking forward to the costumes this week. And more than that, I'm very much looking forward to introducing once again Elegant Strand, the sheets that I've been sleeping in for the past month. They are truly amazing. They're crisp, they're white, they're soft, they're chic, they're sexy. I love them. I love them. And this week I have two more commercials. And every time I talk about Elegant Strand, I become relaxed because it reminds me of I get to cuddle, and I love to cuddle. I'm a cuddle bunny. So let's go Heat. I'll be there again this week, but I'm not changing my fitness schedule this week. I'm so happy about that. I love working out. I love it, love it, love it. And every time I miss, this is what I do to create the balance. I go in for a personal training hour, which costs me money. It's usually at an off time, which sacrifices my sleep. And when I don't sleep the full time that I normally sleep, I become a little bit cranky. So this week I get to honor my fitness schedule, and I'm really, really happy about that. Happy Halloween for the last time. The next time I talk to you guys, we'll be talking about Thanksgiving. But like I said, there's two ways you can help. You can either volunteer with me serving food at Branches. Please call me. I will give you the information. Or you could call me up and I'll get food from you to put in my brown paper bags to deliver to VU Church personally, because that's the place that I like to hang out and not alone. So have yourself a very productive week. Don't forget that you need to rest, because if not, you become restless. And there's a big difference between those two words, an enormous difference. I am so grateful to you guys for listening to this podcast, for you patrons that are logging on and signing up to Patreon, for the people that have donated to the push-up challenge. Remember, 100% goes to Make-A-Wish. And if you need any information regarding Revite, it's on my bio link tree. Just go to the drop-down menu, and everything that I talk about on this podcast is there in one place where all you have to do is click a button, and it's already associated to the savings that Revite provides for you. Thanks again for listening to me, and I'm grateful. Do you want to feel great, look better, and actually live the part? Well, the answer is in ishoppurium.com. That's ishop, P-U-R-I-U-M.com. And I'm your code. I'm your coupon. Revite 10. It's time for a real food revolution. And actually, it pays to be healthy. There is no question you are what you eat. At least the people in LunchologyMiami.com believe that. They are Miami's boutique health food company, delivering delicious prepared meals to keep you, your family, and your workplace focused on what matters. And that's a healthy lifestyle. Shop through their ocean lovers, meat lovers, plant lovers menu. Decide whether you want 3, 4, 5 days of healthy meals, or once or twice daily. I believe I am what I eat, and I only eat the best. LunchologyMiami.com. I got him. I got my favorite sponsor. They're all my favorite sponsor, but this one's open for life. I'm so fresh, fresh to death. Here in the 305, there's a place called Hugo Fresh, where we drink mad juice. They've got the right medicina for you. It's where the vida is. Homegrown, local love, community members, and just downright outrageous. They're paddleboarders. They're yogis. They're very LA, very New York, and now they're my sponsors, with various locations throughout South Florida. www.hugofresh.com. They're open for life. Did you like me? Did you hate me? Tell me why. You can find me on www.atreve-t.com. That means to dare. Thank you for listening to the Magda Lopez podcast. I'm Revite on Instagram, Atrevete on Facebook, and _Revite on Twitter. I'm everywhere. Find me.